We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. That time of the week where we typically have a new car review to do. We do have one this week as well. Richard, you just drove a 2024 Genesis GV60.
Yes, so this is not even a mouthful. It's just kind of the name of the cars
these
days. Yeah,
that's how they name them.
This is the Genesis that is all electric. It's sort of their, I guess I would say it's their midsize SUV. It can fit five people, really four full-size adults. Got a little bit decent of a cargo room. It was introduced last year as part of 2023. A rear-wheel drive base model actually lowers the price quite a bit, which is really, really nice. And so you can get this vehicle, Dad, a Genesis, mind you, which is, I would consider it a luxury brand.
Oh, absolutely.
For $53,000, or the performance model that we drove for starting at about $71,000. The range they say you can get should be close to 300 miles, although I will say real world testing, we were in that about 280-mile range, and obviously that's kind of summertime here in Colorado, Dad, so kind of what you would expect is maximum. But at the same time, folks, real quick, caveat, when we get these cars, we're obviously not the first ones to use them. With EV batteries, there's lots of different things that you're supposed to take into account, such as obviously temperature.
Right.
If you charge the battery to above 100% or above 80%, I should say, things like that. So we're just giving you our real world testing. But outside of that, Dad, this is one of my
good looking car, by the way.
It is. It's a really sleek car. They've given it.
And really quick, and I'll just say this because I test drove at the same time and I reviewed this last week. The Mercedes full size, their full bore. EV, if you would, SUV looks very similar, by the way, other than the Genesis is a better looking car. Sorry, Mercedes, but it is. It's a much better looking car. And that car, Richard, I just reviewed this past Saturday. It's 125. So they're very comparable size wise to one another, but they're not comparable price wise.
Well, price wise and some features, Dad, one thing that's really nice on this that I'm not sure if that Mercedes did, but I know not every other manufacturer on the market offers this, which is a standard 350 kilowatt DC fast charging capability, which means, folks, you pull up to one of those fast chargers that you see in a lot of these supermarkets and stuff these days, and you can charge this thing from basically 0% to 80% in probably 20 minutes.
Right.
I mean, that's essentially the equivalent that you do. With depending on how you equip it, you can get it with the 483 horsepower performance model, which is what, again, we drove. And honestly, was really impressed with the car, Dad. It's got this really fun boost mode, which enhances your horsepower and your stuff for like 20 seconds, I think it is. And really, it's just kind of a fun, I don't want to call it a party trick, it's just a fun thing,
yeah,
right? You pull
out
the traffic, push this thing, and it pushes you back into your seat. It's based on similar, obviously, cars of the similar, well, Kia and Hyundai, similar, obviously, cars, same family, but different. The Genesis is unique in its own way, but it's based on the Ioniq 5, the Kia EV6.
Gotcha.
And what I will say is this, that a lot of nice soft touch materials. The one we drove had these beautiful blue seats.
Oh, they're beautiful inside. I'll give them an attaboy for that. They build a very, very, very luxurious interior. Very well equipped, and ergonomically, everything where it needs to be.
And it's got some cool features in that. It's got, obviously, the new phone features, right, where you don't even need your keys. It's got a fingerprint one. It's got this little tiny card that you can use, and we didn't get to try it out this year, but we tried it out last year. It's got essentially a biometric, right? So it scans your face, and then you don't even need the keys to the car. You literally can leave the keys in your house. You can drive this car, and as long as you're registered with your fingerprint and your biometric scan, you can drive this car, which is, you would think, weird, folks, and I know what you're going to say, but it's really cool because it's one less thing to carry around.
Right.
Just say that.
One less thing
nice
to dink
to
with.
Not have to worry about it. And nothing to get stolen.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to worry about forgetting your keys anywhere. Even
Great
if
point.
You can get your phone someplace. And so Genesis has done a phenomenal job. I really enjoy this vehicle. They're getting better at the technology. Maybe not year over year, Dad, but it seems like generation after generation, they continue to improve the battery technology, where it would not surprise me if in a few years you're above 300 miles of range
absolutely.
On a vehicle of this class. And so I really enjoy it. And for here in Colorado, Dad, like you say, for a luxury SUV with some performance, and you and I have said that for a while, the electric side of the car manufacturers these days, and some of them are admitting, and I think Genesis is too, it's the performance factor, right?
Yep.
It's that instantaneous
yep.
torque to drive this car. And don't get me wrong, there's some there's luxury features involved as far as heated and ventilated seats, heated steering wheel, the different climate control zones. Again, the soft touch materials, the full moonroof on this vehicle. But the performance factor really is second to none. And I encourage folks, who, if you've never driven an EV, and actually, Dad took my father-in-law out in this car and another car that we're test driving, all electric, never driven in one before, never ridden in one, and was just really surprised at the performance capabilities that are in these cars. And so I encourage folks to test drive them, Dad. And like you said, you obviously drove something recently, and people can take a look. But that aspect of it, as far as the performance goes, is really something that I think people are underrating, because it kind of matters. And, you know, and maybe EV, you know, what do they call that? The range anxiety, right?
Right. Right.
Maybe that doesn't apply to you, because you do most of your driving within a 50 to 75 mile radius, and you can charge at home each night.
Right.
Well, then maybe you want just a little bit more performance than the next guy, and that's what these cars give you, kind of second to none, right?
That's right. Awesome.
So
no,
again,
I go drive it. Absolutely.
Folks, yeah. Test drive it. Head to your local Genesis dealer. Test drive it. Put your friends, put your family in it. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.